The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, a 14-year-old girl died after being struck by a scrambler motorbike in Finglas in Dublin yesterday afternoon. A man in his teens who was arrested following the crash remains in custody. His passenger on the bike was injured, but not critically. I'm joined on the line by Kitty Holland, social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Kitty, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we got some of the detail of what happened during our news bullet. Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about when and where it happened and how it happened.
Yeah, a call came through to me yesterday from a local councillor that they'd heard that there'd been a really serious incident and a possible fatality. That was at about 3:30. So I went out there for, I was probably out there for about 4:30 or 5:00. And this is a housing estate. It's the main road going through a housing estate. And there's a pedestrian crossing, and that's where it happened. The young girl was crossing the road. Locals say that she had the green light, the green man to walk across, and that the scrambler bike came just flying at high speed and had been driving erratically beforehand, and collided with her. And we know what happened.
Now, obviously, when the collision happened, the girl was, as it turned out, fatally injured. I mean, she was taken to hospital, but died shortly thereafter. The two on the bike, obviously, the bike came to a halt and they were injured in the process.
So there were kind of mixed stories of whether there were three young people on the bike or two, but it seems that there were two, an adult teenager, 18 or 19, that would make them, and then a juvenile, so a younger, on the back. We're not sure which was driving, but they were both obviously thrown from the bike. One apparently has quite bad leg injuries. The bike fell onto him, I was told. So they were badly injured, but obviously not critically and not obviously fatally injured.
Not life-threatening in any event.
Yeah.
Now, was the bike still there when you arrived at the scene?
It was, yeah. I mean, it was all cordoned off, and so you couldn't get near it, understandably. There was a lot of Gardaí, which, you know, did give rise to people thinking, you know, this girl's not going to make it. There wouldn't be this many Gardaí here if it was a matter of broken bones. So people knew it was really serious, the witnesses, and then just the aftermath of the scene. There were dozens of Gardaí. It was all taped off. And there were a number of Gardaí then taking photos of the scene, you know, getting down on their hunkers to get lots of angles of the scene, and a number of technical experts working around the scene, sort of gathering items and taking photos. And people were arriving in small numbers. I think there were obviously bigger numbers earlier, but there were still in the dark people arriving in small numbers. A lot of young people arriving crying. Just really, you knew it was serious, even though you hadn't been there to see it.
Kitty,
shock.
You say, I mean, the road has been designated the Ratoath Road, which kind of suggests a winding country road leading off to Ratoath in County Meath.
Yeah.
But you say it goes through a housing estate. So is it seen as kind of a main road?
It is, yeah. I mean, it comes all the way from Cabra up through up to Finglas and out beyond. So this is a main thoroughfare on the way into town from that northwest part of Dublin, heading out to Meath, and it goes through this housing estate, Wellmount. And while there's speed bumps on the off roads going in among the houses, there's none on this main road, and that's what one of the youth workers I was speaking to, Jeff Keating, who was out, and he was saying that people have been calling for years for some kind of management of that road, because cars come through at speed, and now obviously the proliferation of scrambler bikes, e-scooters, and people are actually, you know, fearful of crossing the road and just being on the road and being in the environs of that road because of the speed at which vehicles are coming through it.
I mean, the difficulty with speed bumps for people on scramblers, they will regard that as something to approach at speed and kind of take off a bit and get a thrill out of it. So speed bumps mightn't stop them, but there are other ways of calming traffic in those situations. For example, if you have ramps the ramps would literally throw a scrambler at speed. It would cause the riders to be dismounted from the bike. So there are ways of stopping this kind of thing. But is it a bit of a scourge in that area?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not from the northwest Dublin area, so you know, work would be the reason that would bring me there usually, or to see some people I know there. But I wouldn't be there that often. So but during the hour I was there, there were a lot of people out on e-scooters, and I didn't see any scrambler bikes, but a lot of and with one and two people on them, you know, there's not meant to be passengers on e-scooters, but there were lots of them flying around at speed on with two people on them. So there does seem to be a lot of young people on fast vehicles, which I suppose they're getting easy access to. You know, that's another thing that was mentioned to me, that there doesn't seem to be regulation properly enforced in who's getting access to these vehicles. And then when they're going at speed, the guards are, you know, being told not to pursue them, because if there's an accident or anything, that, you know, that they could then be in trouble.
Yeah. And the scrambler bike, was it a bulky bike, or was it a lightweight one from what you could see? I know it was in pieces around the place, so maybe
yeah,
hard to judge.
It would be hard for me to judge. I'm not an expert on them. I've heard it was a 250. I'm not sure what that means. I think
it's 250 cc's. It's a significant enough bike, because a 250 motorbike would get you, you know, you'd get well above the speed limit on something like that comfortably. It would be, you know, a good traffic going bike if it were a normal bike. As a scrambler, which is lightweight, it would allow that scrambler to proceed at some fantastic speeds.
Yeah. That's the issue, I suppose. You know, if there was a juvenile and a very young person on the bike, you know, you'd wonder how much experience they have controlling a vehicle like that. And you know, they obviously weren't able to control it at a really critical moment yesterday afternoon. And you know, the results are just horrendous. Like this young girl, you know, just
I mean, it's a terrible tragedy that this should happen to her, you know, doing the right thing, crossing at the crossing.
Doing
with
the right thing,
the green
Sunday
man.
Afternoon, very close to her home, apparently going to meet her boyfriend. Apparently, you know, she'd been with this young fella for well over a year, you know, just a happy young person going about her very law-abiding, innocent business on a Sunday afternoon. And for this to happen, it's just absolutely appalling. And, you know, you could see the impact on the community there last night.
Now, if the scrambler is as designated, it is a scrambler bike. These are not designed for road going use anyway. They tend not to have lights on them. They may have a brake light, but they won't have kind of road going lights, because they're used in competition and they're used on rough terrain. That's what they're designed for. But I've seen them in my own area, and you know, kids with two on the scrambler, and there should only be one anyway because they're competition bikes, and they'd have legs trailing down, and it would only take a child on the back to scuff their foot against the turf, and it's catastrophic for them. But anyway, the Gardaí are looking for information. If anyone has anything they can offer on this, Finglas Gardaí Station, 666-7500, or the Gardaí Confidential Line, 1-800-666-111, or indeed any Gardaí station. Kitty Holland, Social Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.